Karen Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Before we bring in some friends from New Hampshire State Police and Fish and Game, brought to you by Auto Fair, talking a little bit about winter stuff, and we do have some snow on the way, as I said. Karen Rial, younger shoppers, I don't even know what you call them, if it's Generation Z and Y, they're driving the luxury sales as shoppers get younger, Karen. Good, like you, younger. Good morning.
I'm actually an elder millennial at this point, so not that much younger, and they're getting really young. So according to Bain & Co., the consulting firm, Generation Z millennials, and then nipping at their heels, Generation Alpha, that's under the age of 13, they are expected to make up a third of the luxury market by 2030. These are some precocious attitudes towards luxury, that's for sure. So Gen Z consumers, they started buying luxe goods at age 15. That's 3 years earlier than millennials bought them, which makes sense. By 2030, we're going to see even younger, and it's going to represent the millennial, Gen Z, and Alpha, 80% of global purchases. So, Jack, real quickly by the numbers, luxury goods, the sales, they surged 22% last year, $381 billion. Interest rate increases be damned. This is not a sector, it seems almost absolutely immune to the reality of the economic situation in which we're all living, but it's been growing gangbusters, and it's driven by young kids, and they think a lot of this has to do with social media.
Really?
Because, it's interesting because prior to social media, very few people were ever exposed to luxury. If you grew up in New York or Paris, you might have passed it, but outside of that, you didn't really see it.
Yeah.
And now it's in your phone every day, all day long, and the kids want it.
I guess they want it. All right. I remember my grandmother used to put names, sew-in name tags on your ski parker. So, it's, you know, and then pass it on to your brother or sister. Thank you, Karen Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent.